And we are here to offer bipartisan legislation to support widows and widowers of our fallen heroes by allowing them to terminate residential leases without penalty in the wake of a service member's death. This is how I became aware of this issue. We have a woman who lives in Farmington, Illinois, which is in my congressional district, named Kylie Riney. Her life and her family's lives were forever changed on October 19th of 2016 when her husband, Douglas Riney, who was a sergeant in the military, tragically died when he was defending our freedoms in Kabul, Afghanistan. Kylie and her two little kids, James and Ella, were living in Texas at the time because Sergeant Riney's assignment was in Fort Hood before he deployed to Operation Freedom Sentinel. After her husband's death, Kylie chose to move back to her home state of Illinois to be surrounded by her family as they were mourning this inconceivable loss. But in the wake of this tragedy, their landlord refused to allow Kylie to terminate the lease that she and her husband had signed. Unbelievable. The families of our fallen heroes have already sacrificed far too much, and we should be doing everything in our power to ensure that grieving spouses receive the support that they need. For this reason, I was proud to introduce this common sense bipartisan bill that we call the Gold Star Spouses Leasing Relief Act. And I am proud that we were able to do this together with Congressman Wenstrup. Currently, the Service Members Civil Relief Act protects service members from lease termination fees when they deploy or receive a permanent change of station. Our legislation very narrowly extends this law's residential leasing protections in order to protect the surviving spouses of service members who are killed while serving. So that's what this part of it does. Spouses of service members are already protected under several sections of the Service Members Civil Relief Act, including the sections on land rights, taxes, and voter registration. This bill would not dramatically expand this law. It would simply make sure that it is there for surviving spouses when they need it most. I can hardly think of anything worse than taking advantage of a grieving widow whose spouse made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. So I really do hope that we can pass this common sense legislation to ensure this does not happen again.